It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Provoking supernatural intervention through praise. I'd like us to recognize, first of all, tonight, that intervention simply refers to God stepping in. And for somebody tonight, God will step into your case. But the scripture makes it clear that the environment in which God operates is the environment of praise. In Psalm chapter 22 and verse 3, the Bible says, "Thou art holy, thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." It is within praise that man can provoke the intervention of God, because God inhabits the praises of his people. And it is in that habitat of God, which is the habitat of praise, that the interventions of God can be provoked on behalf of man. In Psalm chapter 68, verse 24 and 25, it said, "I have seen thy goings, O God, thy goings in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players of instrument went after, and the damsels playing with their timbrels. I have seen your movement, I've seen your manifestation." Where did we see it? We saw your manifestation in the midst of praise. No wonder the Bible says in Exodus chapter 15 and verse 11, the Bible makes us to understand, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" The God of wonders shall be stepping in on your behalf tonight. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. So it is within the habitat of praise that the interventions of God are provoked. And when God steps in to intervene on the behalf of man, he does so by manifesting his strange works and his strange acts. In Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 21, the Bible makes us to understand, it said, "For the Lord will rise up as in Mount Parizim. He will be wrought as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, that he may bring to pass his act, his strange act." That shall be somebody's testimony here tonight. Concerning you, God shall arise to do his strange works. I said, concerning you, God shall arise to do his strange works, and he shall arise to do his strange acts, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That means that within the interventions of God, uncommon testimonies are delivered. For somebody here tonight, there shall be uncommon testimonies delivered. But for that intervention to take place, the force of praise must be engaged. The scripture tells us in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17, he said, "The Lord in the midst of his people is mighty. He will save. He will joy over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over thee with singing." It is in the atmosphere of singing, of praising, of rejoicing, of jubilating, that God steps in to manifest his strange works. I see that becoming somebody's experience here in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, it means that our praise provokes God to take over our battle, which empowers us to possess our possessions. In Psalm chapter 47, beginning from verse 1, it said, "Clap your hands, O ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph." Hallelujah. And as we do so, it said, "For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth." He said, "He shall subdue the people under us. He will bring nations under our feet." He said, "He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved." So as we are praising God, we are simply steering his intervention to arise and take over our battles, and thereby empowering us
to take our possession. Each one of us at the end of this night with the king, we shall be going back with our possessions.
So it means therefore that we don't praise God for nothing. Within the exercise of genuine praise, there are the release of genuine blessings. The question therefore is, we must begin to understand what we can praise our way out of. Because tonight God has something peculiar in store for you and for me. So what can we praise our way out of? What can we step out of and step into by praise? We'll look at a few things here tonight, and I believe that the Holy Ghost will grant us understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one thing we discover is that you can praise your way out of your prison house into liberty. Every prison house. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, beginning from verse 25 down to verse 30, the Bible tells us, it said, at midnight, and we're in the middle of the night already, it said, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang praises unto the Lord, and the prisoners heard them. That means it was not a silent praise. And as a result of it, suddenly there was a great earthquake. That will be somebody's experience here tonight. He said, and as a result of that earthquake, the foundations of the prisons were shaken. The foundation of every generational prison shall be shaken tonight. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. It means that when we are praising God, God treats your prison house from foundation level. It means that it is not a temporary solution. But when we are praising God, God goes down to the foundation of your prison house. I don't know what prison house you may have been locked in. I don't know what may have kept you caged in. Maybe it is the prison house of career stagnation, the prison house of marital limitation, the prison house of one kind of resistance or the other. God is saying that in the midst of the praise, it will be going down to the foundation of your prison house, and you'll be shaking it from the root. And look at what happened next. The Bible said, as a reason of that foundational shaking, it said, immediately, not gradually, immediately, not procedurally, but immediately, it said, all the doors were open. Every prison door tonight shall be open on your behalf. I said, every prison door tonight shall be open on your behalf. He said, and all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. It means that God has capacity to reach everyone in the midst of praise. I'd like you tonight not to exempt yourself, because God is saying there is enough capacity on ground to reach every individual here. Every man's bands were loosed. Everyone. So there is enough to reach everyone. He said in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. I'd like you tonight not to, don't feel bad as it were for God. God is saying, anything you are here to receive, I am here to deliver. It doesn't matter how tight and how long the chains may have been. In the midst of praise tonight, the God of glory shall be stepping down to the foundation of your prison house. Suddenly, the children of Israel in Joshua chapter 6 arrived on the pathway to their promised land, and the Bible said Jericho was straightly shut up. The gate was locked. No one went in and no one came out. And the Bible said for 6 days the children of Israel continued to walk around the perimeter of that city, but they walked around silent. No one uttered a voice. On the seventh day, they went 7 times, walking around the perimeter of the closed gate, shut down, and each one silent. But suddenly, at the sound of the trumpet,
the people gave a great shout.
And the Bible says that suddenly, hallelujah, in the midst of the shout, the walls of Jericho came down flat. And every man went straight before him. Every one of the gates were swallowed up on the spot in the midst of their praise. There is a lesson in that illustration. That is, in silence, prisons remain closed. But in praises, prisons are opened. You may have been silent before now, but tonight is the night with the King, where we have come to praise him and to celebrate him. In the midst of the praises, every prison shall be opened up. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. In the midst of your praises tonight, every prison door shall be opened up. So we praise our way out of every prison. And we enter into our place of liberty. Tonight you are entering into your liberty. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Number two, one can praise his way out of every form of misfortune to favor. One can praise his way out of every form of misfortune into favor. The Bible makes us to understand in Esther chapter 5 verse 1 to 3. Esther 5 verses 1 to 3. We are told there, it said, on the third day, and this is the third day of waiting upon the Lord, Esther stood, put up on her royal apparel, and she stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house, and he sat on his throne over against the house of the gate. He said, and when the king saw Esther, there was something about Esther that the king saw. When he saw Esther, he held out the golden scepter in his right hand, and she touched it, and he said, ask me for anything, even to the half of my kingdom. Ask me for anything. The question I ask myself is that the first time the king will see Esther? So it means there is something unique about what the king saw concerning Esther that day. And when the king saw her, and the Bible tells us that in verse 1, she put on her royal apparel. She was wearing something that caught the king's attention. What was she wearing, and what can you and I wear that will catch the attention of the king? May I say this to you? The King of Kings is not impressed by our physical clothing. But there is a spiritual cloth that when you wear, it cannot resist. And that cloth is what the Bible refers to as the garment of praise. Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When a man wears praise, that man must reach God. I'd like you tonight to put on that garment. The Bible said in the book of Mark chapter 6 verse 21 to 23, he said Herodias' daughter danced before the king and pleased him well. And when he saw the dancing, he said to her, ask me for anything, even to the half of my kingdom, and it shall be given unto you. There is something about praise that God cannot resist. When praise is activated, God's manifestation is released. There is that garment of praise. That is why tonight we have not come to impress God with our physical attire, but our spiritual apparel. The royal apparel of praise. As we begin to dance, the attention of God is drawn in our direction. As we begin to praise him, as we begin to sing, as we begin to jump, God's attention is drawn in our direction. That is the power of praise. It has the capacity to usher a man into the realms of favor. And favor is simply manifested in what we saw there. Ask me whatever you want. Favor is access without limit.
Whatever you want, no restriction. What do you want? As you want it, you have it. That's favor. Out of misfortune into favor. In Acts chapter 2 verse 47, the Bible tells us there, they were praising God and they were having favor with all the people. When God favors a man, there is no way human beings can disfavor him. That is why what we are here to do today is secure the favor of God in praise. As we celebrate him, the favor of God begins to decorate our lives. And that means that no one is permitted to disfavor us. And when favor comes upon the life of a man, that individual becomes a supernatural surprise to men. People look at him and they cannot explain. Favor always makes you to be preferred. You are among many, but you are selected from them. You are separated from them. That's what will be happening for somebody here tonight. There are many applications that enter an organization, but favor always selects one person among others. It is not that the person is more skilled than others, but because the favor of God has rested upon his life. When favor comes, struggle goes. He said they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own hand give it to them. But the light of thy countenance, the light of countenance there means like the smile of God upon them. And when we praise God, we cause God to be excited in our direction. And because thou hast a favor towards them, what labor cannot give, favor will deliver. And that is why we are here, to provoke the favor of God through our praise. Therefore, tonight, I like each one of us to recognize, as we are praising God, we are exiting misfortune and entering favor. Every area of life where misfortune may have been located in anyone's life and destiny, tonight is your night of exit. I said, tonight is your night of exit. And you are making entry into favor in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. So we escape our misfortune and we enter into favor through praise. Number three thing we discover is that when we are praising God, one can praise his way out of defeat into victory. Out of defeat into victory. In the book of Psalm chapter 8 and verse 2, the Bible makes us to understand, it said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, and that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 16, it tells us what that strength is. It said, for out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. So it is in our praise that we steal the enemies and we bring an end to the operation of the avengers. In Psalm chapter 149, the Bible makes us to understand, Psalm 149 verse 6 down to verse 9. It says there, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand. It said, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. He said, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. He said, to execute upon them the judgment that is written. This honor have all the saints, but for them to execute it, praise ye the Lord. So there is need to recognize that our praise is the secret to departing from defeat into victory. If we want to enjoy victory in life, then praise is a must. You want to enjoy victory in life, then praise is a must. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 down to verse 31, it tells us there, it said that thou shalt have a song in the night, as when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe. He said, to the mountain of the Lord and the mighty one of Israel, like we have come tonight. And the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. He said, and he will show the lightning down of his arm and the indignation of his anger with a flame and with a devouring fire and with scattering tempests and with hailstones. He said, for through the voice of the Lord, the Assyrians shall be beaten down, which smote thee with a rod.
In other words, it means that your oppressors are tormented in the midst of your praise.
When praise goes up, God steps in to avenge you of your adversaries. Tonight, I see the Lord stepping in on your behalf and on my behalf to avenge us of our adversaries. Somebody believe me, say loud, amen.
That's the power of our praise. So our praise is the secret to our victory. In Exodus chapter 19, the Bible tells us, beginning from verse 18 to 20, it says that the Mount Sinai was altogether in smoke, for the Lord had descended upon it. And as the sound of the trumpet in verse 19 began to sound louder and louder, God answered with a voice. You can't offer praise and God not answer. God will always respond in the midst of praise. As the sound of the trumpets went louder and louder, God responded with a voice. It means that it is God that responds in the midst of praise. When you offer praise, you don't need to answer for yourself. In the midst of your praise, God answers your adversaries on your behalf. For somebody here tonight, God will be answering your adversaries on your behalf. I said, God will be answering your adversaries on your behalf. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. I said, somebody believe it, say louder, amen. So in our praise, we can come out of defeat into victory. Number four, one can praise his way out of sickness into health. Out of sickness into health. In the book of Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 14, this is what the Bible says. Proverbs 18, 14, the spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. So it is the strength of spirit that sustains a person in infirmity. And Proverbs 17 and verse 22, a merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. So the strength of our spirit man is exercised in our praise. When we are praising God, our spirit man is strengthening up. And the strength of our spirit man is what brings us out of sickness into health. And that is why in the midst of praise, you always find healings, deliverances, and all manner of manifestations of the power and the glory of God. Because as our joy, our praise, our celebration goes up, every affliction comes to an end. For somebody here tonight, every affliction is coming to an end. When they began to sing Hosanna unto Jesus, the Bible tells us that he went into the temple and healed all that were sick. As we are singing his Hosanna tonight, as we are celebrating him, the King of Glory shall be descending in our midst to manifest himself as the healer in the name of Jesus. So out of our sickness, we can praise our way into health. That is why tonight I want to charge each one of us, don't bother about the condition that you came into his presence with. As you praise him, he will be stepping in to touch every part of your body and turn you into a living miracle. Somebody believe me, say loud, amen. I said, somebody believe me, say loud, amen. We have seen it over and over again in our midst here, the Faith Tabernacle. As people are praising God, you see God stepping in. On Wednesday, we're here in the midweek service. And as we're praising God, somebody who came into the service, paralyzed on one side of the body, suddenly the paralysis disappeared. Because as you are praising God, the King of Glory begins to step in to touch you, to change you, to transform you. And I see that becoming somebody's experience tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's servant told us the testimony of one of us many years ago who had suffered in a domestic accident. Fire burns all over the body. Scar tissue everywhere. And in the midst of praise, everyone celebrating and jubilating, suddenly a heavenly guest stepped into the service and said, arise and embrace me. And as she arose and embraced him, suddenly every one of the scars of the fire disappeared on the spot. I don't know how you came in here, but as you praise him, you are walking into your healing testimony. I said you are walking into your healing testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we can praise our way out of sickness into hell. Number five, one can praise his way out of lack and want into abundance. Out of lack and want into abundance. In Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, the Bible makes us to understand. It said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. He said, then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. So in the midst of praise, the God of abundance steps in. It terminates lack and want and brings us into realms of supernatural abundance. So our praise can usher us out of lack and want into the place of abundance. I remember the testimony of a family in one of our churches. And this family, at a point, there was no food to eat. Everything looked upside down. They were in a strange country, foreigners in that land. And suddenly, the man looked at the wife, looked at the children, no food to put in front of them. And he said, I know what we should do. Let's start praising God. And they began to dance and began to celebrate and began to jubilate. And suddenly they heard a knock at the door. By the time they opened the door, somebody just came. Oh, I brought all of these things for you. Food stuff and all manner of things they require. They took it into the house, made the meal for the day. Second day, they began to praise again. They began to jubilate. Again, another knock at the door. And somebody has brought another line of supply. For 7 days consecutively, people kept bringing things to the doorstep of the house of one whose praise will not stop. When your praise does not stop, God's demonstration as the God of abundance does not stop. That is why we must continue to praise him. You see, complaining complicates matters. Oh, what I look at this now. Look at everywhere. Nothing in this house. That complaint is complicating the matter. But when you look around and you say, Lord, I know I'm a tither. I'm not permitted to suffer. Therefore, I will praise you. I will celebrate you. Suddenly, he steps in and begins to manifest on your behalf. That will be somebody's experience here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can, one can praise his way out of lack and want, and praise his way into the realm of abundance. Number six, one can praise his way out of barrenness into fruitfulness. One can praise his way out of barrenness into fruitfulness. That is why you discover that one of the plagues the enemy seeks to afflict the barren with is sadness. That's one of the plagues. But look at the disposition of Abraham. In the book of Romans chapter 4, the Bible tells us verse 18 to 20. It says there, it said, who against hope, he believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he didn't consider his body, which was now dead. Neither was he concerned about the deadness of Sarah's womb. He said, but he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. How did he demonstrate it? Giving glory to God. Being fully persuaded that he that had promised was able to perform it. He was strong in faith and demonstrated it by giving glory to God, celebrating God out of his barrenness into fruitfulness. Look at the state of Abraham, a man of 99 years old. No child yet. His body now dead. And then the womb that is expecting to deliver a child was also about 89 years old. No child yet. He was at the point of natural hopelessness. But in spite of it, he continued to praise God. I don't know what may have been given to you as the reason behind fruitlessness. But in spite of it, continue to praise God. Because in the midst of your praise, God will be turning that which was called impossible into an open testimony. Amen. Somebody believe me, say loud amen. Amen. I said somebody believe me, say loud amen. Amen.
Hannah went before the Lord in 1 Samuel chapter 1, and she cried and prayed unto the Lord, and the Bible said the Lord gave a word through Eli. He said, thy petition be granted unto thee. And verse 18, the Bible said, concerning Hannah, she went back and her countenance was no longer sad. She went back rejoicing. She went back celebrating. And in the midst of her celebration, the Bible said, and the Lord remembered Hannah. The Lord remembered Hannah. I like us to understand this, that God does not operate by pity. There are people who think that when you begin to lament, God will remember you in your lamentation. But rather, God remembers people in their celebration. Her countenance changed, suddenly the Lord remembered Hannah and her testimony was delivered. As we praise God tonight, every case of barrenness shall be converted to an open case of fruitfulness. Somebody believe it, say a louder amen. Remember in Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and verse 12, the Bible says all of the harvest of the field have perished away because joy has withered away from the hearts of men. So we must maintain our joy. We must celebrate our God in the midst of our praises. He's stepping down to turn every situation into an open testimony. And that shall be your experience tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said that shall be your experience tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That shall be your experience tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number 7, one can praise his way out of breakdown to breakthroughs. One can praise his way out of breakdown to breakthroughs. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, in verse 12, we see the entire nation of Judah was in a state of helplessness. He said, our God, we thou not judge them, for we have no might against this company. Neither do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. There may be situations around the life of anyone here that you have come to the point where you don't know what to do. Like God's servant, our father has told us over and over again, when you don't know what to do, praise is what to do. And the Bible tells us there that the people took counsel together and they decided to praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they began to praise God, the Lord set ambushment against the adversaries. God will be setting ambushment against your adversaries. And what was supposed to be for the collapse of a nation came to be for their own breakthrough. The Bible says that by the time they arose, they were all dead bodies, all their enemies, and they began to gather spoil. Day one, day two, day three. What should have spoiled them became the thing that fueled them. They departed from that battlefield without raising one sword, yet they carried goods. They went from breakdown to breakthroughs. I don't know what looks like a hopeless situation, a closed case, a matter that seems to have come to a point of confusion. But this is what God is saying by his word. That as we begin to praise the beauty of his holiness, begin to celebrate the reality of his presence and his person, that you'll be stepping down into our matter and the breakdown shall be converted into breakthroughs. And I'd like you to understand that the God we serve is a master converter. He knows how to change broken down cases into breakthrough cases. And that shall become your own experience. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must also recognize that one can praise his way, number 8, out of frustration into celebration. Out of frustration into celebration. Now, the Bible makes us understand in Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the herd, and there is no herd in the stalls. He said, yet I will rejoice. I will joy in the God of my salvation. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and I will walk upon my high places. It means that when you see frustration,
God is saying, simply enter into praise and I will turn it into celebration. Enter into praise and I will turn it into celebration. So tonight you can target anything. You can target the things that look like frustrating matters around you. You have done everything and nothing is working. Simply begin to praise him. Begin to celebrate him. And he will turn that frustration into open celebrations. Look at what the Bible said in the book of Psalm chapter 126, beginning from verse 1. It said there, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, were there like them that dream. He said, our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. Then the heathen began to say among themselves, the Lord had done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. He said, turn again our captivity, the way you did it before, as the streams of the sound. He said, those that go in tears, bearing precious seed, they will doubtless return, rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with him. What God shows us there is that the way he turned the earlier captivity is the way he will turn the next one. But the pathway to it is very important. He said, our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. As you are busy singing, God is busy turning. As you are busy praising, God is busy turning. He's turning captivity into open testimony. That shall be somebody's experience here. I said, that shall be somebody's experience here. So rather than allowing your frustration to occupy you, occupy God with your praise. Celebrate him. Praise him with all that is within you. And he steps in to turn that frustration into an open celebration. That will be somebody's experience here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All in all, praise supernaturally changes the story of believers. As we praise him tonight, expect your long-awaited change to happen this night. I said, expect your long-awaited change to happen this night. The king has called us for an appointment, and that means he's ready for sudden deliveries. And that sudden delivery shall be coming your way in the name of Jesus. Somebody believe me, say loud amen.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.